This is the listening test for levels from 3 to 5 of the Vietnam 6 level language proficiency test. There are 3 parts to the test. You will hear each part once. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be start. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 8 questions in this part. For each question there are 4 options and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 45 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Look at question 1. One. What have they forgotten?
I've got the passports here.
And the tickets are in my bag.
What about the camera?
Oh no! I've left it at home. And I really wanted to take some holiday photos. Two. What time does the train go?
Hurry up! We'll be late!
What time does the train go?
At 6:15. We've got to leave in 10 minutes.
I'm nearly ready.
Three. How did the woman get to work?
Oh, the traffic's terrible today.
Yes, it took me 40 minutes by bus.
Well, I drove and it took me an hour.
An hour? It's probably quicker by bicycle.
Four. Where are the man's shoes?
Have you seen my old shoes? I thought they were under the chair by the television.
Not anymore. They're by the door with the other rubbish. I've been tidying the flat.
Well, the living room looks very nice, but you're not throwing my old shoes away, all the same.
Five. What will Paul get at the shop?
Right, now, what do we need for this sauce so Paul can get it for me? Let me see. Onions? Tomatoes? One red pepper, mushrooms, and 2 carrots. So, what have I got? Onions? I've always got those. Tomatoes? Yes. Red pepper? No, I'll need one of those. I've got mushrooms. Oh, dear, no carrots. Paul, could you go to the shop for me, please?
Six. How were they told to do their homework?
Wow, your homework looks great.
Thanks. I typed it on my dad's computer.
But didn't Mrs. Smith tell us we had to write it in our books?
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, what am I going to do now?
Seven. What did Helen buy?
Look, Roger, I've been shopping. They've got some great things in style, right?
Hey, that's brilliant. Lovely colours and it'll keep you warm in the winter.
Yes, but are the sleeves too short for me?
No, they look fine.
Eight. How did the woman get to work today?
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. I missed the bus. I was trying to decide whether to walk or go back and get my bike when I saw my neighbour. Luckily, he offered me a lift because he works near here.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear three different conversations. In each conversation, there are four questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Now open your question paper and look at the conversation 1. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
My daily schedule as a dental hygienist is a little complicated. That's because it's different every day. Monday, I don't go into work until late in the afternoon, so I have time to spend most of the day doing washing of clothes, shopping, and my banking. I leave for work around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and work from 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, I wake up at 6:30 a.m. and leave for work at 7:30. My first patient is scheduled for 8:15. Each patient is allotted 45 minutes. Lunch break is 12:30 to 1:30. I finish up at 5 p.m. and get home at around 6 p.m. Wednesday starts an hour earlier. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., leave for work at 6:30, and see my first patient at 7 a.m. I also finish early on Wednesday at 12 noon. Thursday is the same schedule as Tuesday. Getting up at 6:30 a.m., leaving for work at 7:30, and seeing my first patient at 8:15. I get home about 6 p.m. in the evening. Friday is another early start. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., leave the house at 6:30, and finish up my last patient at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I like to get finished early on Friday. That is a typical work week for me.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 2. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi, sis. I just came over to drop off the DVDs you wanted, and... Hey, wow. Where did you get all of this stuff?
I bought it. So what do you think of my new entertainment center? And the widescreen TV?
Bought it?
And my new DVD player. Here, let me show you my stereo. You can really rock the house with this one.
But where did you get the dough to buy all this? You didn't borrow money from Mom and Dad again, did you?
Of course not. I got it with this.
This? Let me see that. Have you been using Dad's credit card again?
No, silly. It's mine. It's a student credit card.
A student credit card? How in the world did you get one of these?
I got an application in the mail.
Well, why did you get one in the first place?
Listen, times are changing, and having a credit card helps you build a credit rating, control spending, and even buy things that you can't pay with cash, like the plane ticket I got recently.
What plane ticket?
Oh yeah, my roommate and I are going to Hawaii over the school break, and of course I need some new clothes for that, so...
I don't want to hear it. How does having a student credit card control spending? It sounds like you've spent yourself into a hole. Anyway, student credit cards just lead to impulse spending, as I can see here. And the interest rates of student credit cards are usually sky high, and if you miss a payment, the rates Well, just jump.
The credit card has a credit limit.
Of $20,000?
No, not quite that high. Anyway.
I've heard enough.
Did I tell you we now get digital cable with over 100 channels?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's your birthday present, a new MP3 player.
Yeah. No, don't tell me. Charged on the credit card. Listen, hey, I don't think having a student credit card is a bad idea, but this is ridiculous. And how in the world are you going to pay off your credit card bill?
With my birthday money? It's coming up in a week.
Hey, let's sit down and talk about how you're going to pay things back. And maybe we can come up with a budget that will help you get out of this mess. That's the least I can do.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 3. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi! Welcome to Joe's Hamburger Restaurant.
Hi.
Home of the 1-pound Super Deluxe Hopton's Spicy Cheeseburger. Will this be for here or to go?
To go.
Okay, what would you like today? Would you like to try the 1-pound Super Hot and Spicy Cheeseburger?
I don't think so. I'd probably have heartburn for a week after downing that monster.
Well, it's our house special this week, and it comes with fries and a large specialty drink called Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
A what? Everything But the Kitchen Sink? What in the world is that?
Well, it's a little mix of everything in a large cup. Pepsi, Sprite, Fanta Orange, and lemonade with crushed ice and a scoop of ice cream.
Now, that sounds disgusting.
Hey, it'll grow on you.
Nah, I think I'll just order a hamburger with some mustard and lettuce and a glass of water.
Boring. Hey, would you care for anything else, like a side order of amazing cheesy onion rings?
No, thank you. Onion rings usually don't agree with me.
Okay. Your total comes to $10.90.
$10.90? For just a hamburger? You gotta be kidding.
Well, the 1-pound Super Deluxe hamburger is $9.
Hey, I didn't order a 1-pound burger. I just wanted a simple burger. That's all.
Well, sir, Joe's Hamburger Restaurant only serves 1-pound burgers.
Man.
The 1-pound Super Hot and Spicy.
Ooh.
The 1-pound Barbecue Burger.
Ooh.
And the 1-pound Bacon Cheeseburger. The 1-pound...
No, those are all huge.
Well, sir, if you really want something smaller, you should order from the kids' menu. The 1/2-pound Super Hot and Spicy Burger. The 1/2-pound Barbecue Burger.
No.
The 1/2-pound Bacon Cheeseburger. The 1/2-pound...
No, those are still giant burgers.
Well, in these parts, we are hearty eaters.
Okay, but you said my total was $10.90, but the burger only comes to $10. What about the other 90 cents?
Well, sir, we only serve natural spring water from yonder hills.
Okay. I'll take the giant burger and a bottle of your spring water. The sandwich should feed me for a week.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 3 different talks or lectures. In each talk or lecture, there are 5 questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Now open your questions paper and look at talker lecture 1. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello, everyone. My name's Sandy Duffy, and I'm here to tell you about my career as a video game writer. I work with game developers and designers to think of good stories, and I write all the dialogue in the game. When I was in secondary school, I never imagined that I would do this job. I played the violin, and that's what I planned to do as my job. But I had an accident when I was playing basketball and hurt my hand, so I had to think of another career. My mother wanted me to be a journalist, but I didn't think it was for me. I didn't know what to study at university. I was good at lots of science subjects, including physics and maths, but I also loved entertaining people, and I was good at art. In the end, I went to film school where I studied lighting, special effects, how to use a camera, all that. It was there that I started to think about working in the video game industry. Now, a question that everyone always asks me is, how did you get your first job? Well, I had a friend whose job was organizing conferences. At one of the conferences, she met a man who owned a company that made video games. I wrote to him and sent my CV. He obviously liked what he read because he gave me an interview and offered me a job as a junior. People also ask me what I like best about being a video game writer. Well, the money is good and it's quite exciting. Just last night, for example, I was at a big dinner where they were giving prizes for new games. But what I love is the fact that I get on so well with everyone in the business. That's what makes my job so much fun. Obviously, no job is perfect, though, and there are things I don't like. I've just started a new job, and I have to spend a lot of time on the road or at the airport, which I find very hard. I'd really like to be able to spend more time at home.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 2. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Do you want to take part in a trip of a lifetime? Then join Go for Health India. This amazing 5-day trek will take you through one of the world's most beautiful mountain ranges, the Indian Himalayas. You will also be helping raise vital funds for our charity, which aims to promote healthcare all over the world. The trip starts in the city of Delhi, where you will have the chance to see one of the charity's healthcare projects in action. The following day, we set off on our incredible journey into the mountains. During the trek, you will pass colourful towns and villages and enjoy the most magnificent mountain views. You will experience all this before you even reach the peak of our trek, to see the stunning Dauladhar mountain range. Once at the top, you can climb even higher if you want to and experience walking on a glacier to reach Lhasa Cave. You will soon know what it feels like to be on top of the world. And on the way down, you will be able to admire the wonderful views across the valley. To join Go for Health India, all you need to do is pay an entry fee of £250. You also need to promise to raise a minimum of £2,500 before the start of the trip. Fundraising is part of the challenge, but don't worry, our fundraising team is on hand to help you. Once you have signed up, you will receive an information pack. This includes details of the trek as well as the work of the charity. It also contains useful tips and advice on fundraising, and you will also get a charity cap to wear with pride. You will also receive a full training guide, which will help you reach a reasonable level of fitness. Our top training tips will definitely improve your physical ability so that you can get the most out of the trek. The cost of the trip includes your flights, accommodation, food, tour guides, and medical support. However, please note that airport tax is not included. You will have to meet this additional cost yourself. Dates for this year's Go for Health India are the 3rd to the 13th of November. Visit our website www.goforhealth.uk and sign up today.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 3. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Here in India, people bought around 1.5 million new cars. This will probably go up to 3 million a year in the next few years. That's how the Indian economy is changing. Many Indians in the big cities are richer than ever, and they want to spend money on new products. However, most of the money is still in the big cities. There is still a lot of poverty in the villages and countryside. Now the government hopes a new road in India can help to change India's economy. The Golden Quadrilateral Road, or GQ, connects the country's four biggest cities: Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, and Kolkata. Hopefully, the road will carry business from the giant cities to the smaller and poorer villages and the other half of India's population. The GQ is nearly 6,000 kilometers long and the most high-tech highway in the world. At the administration headquarters in Delhi, you can watch thousands of vehicles moving around the country on a computer screen. If there is a problem anywhere with the road, electronic sensors tell the headquarters and engineers instantly drive there. When you drive on the highway, there is every kind of transport. There are animals pulling carts, motorcycles, lines of old trucks, and fast-moving modern cars. Sometimes the road goes right through the middle of a city, so there are often traffic jams and pedestrians trying to cross the six lanes. Industry is also growing along the new highway. When a large company opens a factory, lots of other smaller factories and offices also open. Trucks then drive and deliver all over India along the new highway. For India, all this is a symbol of the country's future.
That is the end of part three. Now you have 5 minutes to check your answers and transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.